For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. All residents of a 14-unit Staples apartment complex were displaced Saturday after a fire. The Staples Fire Department responded to a report of smoke coming out of the building just before 8 a.m. and found a fire in an apartment on the third floor. Residents received assistance from the American Red Cross. The cause is under investigation. Also in Staples, a 19-year-old Staples woman crashed into Lakewood Health System's emergency room doors Thursday night. The Brainerd Dispatch reports Staples police responded to the crash and arrived to find the woman already receiving medical treatment from hospital staff. No one else was injured. Authorities say alcohol is thought to have been a factor, and the incident is under investigation. The Bemidji Area Schools Board of Education voted unanimously to close J.W. Smith Elementary as part of its budget reductions. Larissa Donovan has the update.
The district is aiming to trim $3.5 million from its budget to avoid a deficit in the next school year and is contending with extra space in its buildings as enrollment declines. The proposed closure of J.W. is slated to save the district about $1 million, factoring in for the additional busing of students. The decision is not yet final, as the board must first host a public hearing after a two-week advertising period. Superintendent Jeremy Olson says while enrollment is stabilizing, there are about 600 fewer kids attending Bemidji area schools now than they were in 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic.
So as we look and project out in the future, we're not seeing our K-3s growing anytime soon. And so that is certainly a factor that we have to contend with as a district as well.
The boardroom Monday was crowded with supporters of J.W. Smith Elementary School, many of whom were wearing J.W. Strong t-shirts in solidarity. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
Bemidji is not the only district considering closing an elementary to address budget concerns. The Hibbing School Board will decide whether to begin the process of closing Greenhaven Elementary at its meeting at 3:30 p.m. Wednesday. The district is facing a $2 million budget shortfall. Acting Superintendent Carrie McDonald estimates closing one of its four schools would save about $516,000. That's not including any revenue from a possible sale. Like many rural districts, Hibbing is facing declining enrollment that will only accelerate in the coming years. That's putting a strain on budgets, as fewer kids means less state aid. Hibbing underwent a major change just last school year when it shifted its elementary schools to grade-level buildings.
We love our building. We love where we're at. We're very happy with everything that's gone on, and we love our second and third grade group here.
But Greenhaven Principal Bob Bestel says you have to worry about the whole district.
I honestly would much rather have some, you know, smaller class sizes and be able to keep things like that going for our students than just to say a building's more important.
The school board will discuss how it would reconfigure the buildings at its Wednesday meeting. It will also set a public hearing date if it approves the closure. Additionally, the board will offer an update on contract negotiations with support staff. Board members unanimously denied the tentative agreement with AFSCME Local 480 at a special meeting Tuesday. The union says it will delay a strike vote until the next mediation session, March 17th. Google is the owner of the proposed data center that sparked months of controversy in Hermantown. The internet giant signed an electric service agreement with Minnesota Power for the project. The data center is proposed next to the power company's Arrowhead substation. 400 acres of marshy terrain would be converted into a 1.8 million square foot campus. According to Hermantown's project webpage, water will not be used to cool the servers, which has been a point of concern. Minnesota Power says Google will collaborate on expanding the utility's clean energy resources by 700 megawatts. Google will also contribute $5 million to the utility's energy affordability programs and millions more annually to the statewide energy efficiency and weatherization program, as required by state law. Environmental advocates reacted to the announcement, noting they're glad to see clean energy included, but also are continuing the push for transparent and rigorous environmental review. The Public Utilities Commission is expected to review the Minnesota Power Agreement later this month. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.